to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Good morning. 5:59 a.m. I feel great.
Dude, same. I do too.
I feel like I need 15 more hours of sleep.
Aww.
But so it goes. There's a show to run.
That's true. I did, however, get about what feels like 15 hours of sleep yesterday.
Oh, bless
you. So, I know.
Bless you for that.
I didn't do it on purpose, okay? It was not one of those things where I set out to say, you know what I'm going to do when I go home?
Yeah.
Sleep.
There's the one thing in life where if you do it accidentally, it's okay.
It was pretty blissful.
Yeah. You accidentally slept.
I meant to take a power nap. Looked at my kid in the face. I said, you have 1 hour to play your Xbox. After that, it's homework time. And we got stuff to do. I said, but mom needs to close her eyes for just an hour. That's all I needed. 3 hours later.
3 hours later.
It was
SpongeBob.
I woke up. I didn't know what day it was. I didn't really know where I was. It was just one of those things, you know?
It was one of those sleeps.
Where
am I?
Yeah. I woke up at some point, sort of, and I heard my mom go, your mom looks cold. Give me that extra blanket.
Sounds so delightful, Cheyenne. I'm here for your sleep.
And then I went to bed without any issues.
So did your son play 1 hour of Xbox?
Oh, no.
Or did he play 3 hours?
He got 3 hours of Xbox.
That's hilarious because we as a show, went to the grand opening of Genesis of Chandler for our Earnhardt family. They open up a brand new dealership.
It's
by the
so
way,
nice.
The dealership looks like a spaceship
it's
dealership.
Wild.
Like if you were like, I'm in the market for a new spaceship, that's where you would go.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. It's absolutely beautiful. Congratulations to them. I hope they have many years of prosperity at Earnhardt.
They will, for sure.
Genesis of Chandler. And then I went to the airport and picked up my wife. Super excited to do it. Loved it. Then when I got home, I found a little surprise for me.
Okay.
I've been getting the exterior of my house painted
right.
for the past 4 days.
Yeah.
The entire exterior. The whole entire thing. I'm talking wall to wall, trim to trim. Everything except the shingles was getting painted. So when I got home, I noticed one exterior wall, not painted.
What?
And the guys had wrapped up all their stuff. And I'm like, do we not see what's happening here? Am I going crazy? Maybe I need a 3 hour nap. And the guy goes, no, that wall was not on the job. It wasn't on the invoice. And I'm like,
the one wall?
I was like, why? Why would you do the entire house
except and not for one wall?
One wall.
Did nobody like that not
mind
raise
you,
questions?
Is connected to the house. We got to straighten out. It was a miscommunication, but apparently his foreman or whatever told him not to paint that one wall. I saw the photo too, because they have a photo of each side of the house, the exterior, and that photo was X'd out. And it was like, no. And I'm like,
what?
I don't know. Yeah, it was super weird.
That is
so
the weirdest
thing. So they
have to come
by again today to paint that
one wall. Wow.
Which at that point I was kind of like, you know what, I'll just paint the wall. Like,
yeah.
I'll just get the roller out.
Leave it for me.
Leave me a half gallon of paint, bud.
Yeah.
And I'll take care of it. But the house looks insane.
I'm so excited.
It looks
for
like
you.
A brand new house.
It's crazy what a fresh paint of coat will do for anything.
Yeah.
Fresh paint of coat.
I agree.
Fresh coat of, wow. Did I get a lot
Is
of sleep last night?
Already?
I don't know.
I agree with you on that, Cheyenne. I rode that wave. It felt good, too.
Fresh coat of paint.
But I'll tell you what. You want to put like lipstick on a pig, paint the exterior of your house, and all of a sudden it looks like one of those fancy new houses.
Brand new.
My house, on the inside, not new. Not new at all.
On the outside, looks like it.
Happy Thursday. Let's get into it. Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
You know when you go home for the holidays, you catch up with all your old school high school or college friends.
And then fall into really bad habits?
And then fall into bad habits.
Yeah.
Yes. And then almost burn your parents' house down.
No, I don't know what that's like.
Well, Megan does.
Oh my gosh.
And let's just say her parents don't want her to stay with them when she comes home for the holidays anymore.
Makes sense.
All right, we're going to break the news to her now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Megan?
Who is this?
Hi, Megan. This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have some news.
I'm sorry, what?
Your parents reached out to me, Chris and Davita, And they wanted me to tell you specifically that they enjoyed your visit from college during the holidays. But next time you come into town, they'd appreciate it if you stayed with your sister and not at your parents' house.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm taking it that you know why they don't want you to stay there. And I will reiterate the fact that they exclamation pointed a lot. Do not.
I'm sorry.
And I repeat,
I'm confused.
Do not stay at their house next time you're in town.
So my parents called you.
Yes.
To ask me this.
I'm Nico. I break news.
Oh my gosh.
You sound hungover as we speak. What happened? We have to know the story.
Oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. So we all went for drinks and I got drunk and I came home and everyone goes to bed and I'm still hungry, so I put a pizza in the oven and I just woke up to this fireman like over me as I was waking up.
She got the drunchies and then fell asleep.
Did you burn down the house? Please tell me you did not burn down the house.
Almost.
Oh my gosh.
No wonder you're not welcome home.
Megan, this is Nico and Cheyenne on Camel 107.9. And
oh my god,
I knew there had to have been a reason. There's always a reason.
Yeah.
That's a valid reason to tell you to stay with your sister.
Yeah,
I'm such a mess.
Yeah, your dad reached out to me, and he said you're no longer welcome at your house.
Salt in the wound, Nico. Salt in the wound, man.
Oh my god. Well, he didn't have to blow me up on the radio.
Well, you did that to yourself because you almost blew up the house. Well, good luck smoothing that one over, Megan.
What did we learn here? It's always better to order McDonald's
when
you're drunk.
DoorDash.
DoorDash.
Don't burn down.
I'm not a chef, okay?
That's clear.
We know.
We picked up on that.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
I felt like a dummy the other day. So much like a dummy.
Why?
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
I tried to write the cursive letter G.
You tried?
Let me specify. Uppercase. I had to look it up.
You had to Google?
I had to Google what it looked like. I felt like such a ding-dong.
That's so funny.
I used to be so proficient when it came to cursive writing. I would be like the guy at the Dairy Queen, because I worked at a Dairy Queen growing up because my parents owned the Dairy Queen. I would be the person that would write the names on the cakes in cursive.
Really?
Yeah, man. My handwriting was unbelievable with that piping bag. Yeah,
yeah,
there you go. And I would write their names in, like, my dad. He can't write names. I want to be kind, but he never went to school to learn how to write cursive.
Right.
He's never written, like, his...
He wasn't doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was not happening. So I went to go write a G. I totally forgot how to do it. I know the Z, I know the J, the little twists and turns, but the G was messing me up big time.
I thought Z was way trickier than G, to be honest.
Z, I think I remember it
Z
because
is
it is more
the same,
tricky.
Uppercase and lowercase. In cursive.
It's just smaller and bigger.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
It's literally the same.
G is tricky, though. I will give you that.
Yeah.
It is tricky.
Yeah, G has those little turnips on the top. Turnips on the top. I feel like that needs to be a country song. So that was the struggle. I couldn't believe that I lost that skill.
I'm really sad for you. I write in cursive all the time. I constantly handwrite.
You're a mom.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're doing a lot of heavy lifting for your kid.
Yeah, but it's not even that. Like, if I have to go to a meeting and I know I need to take notes, I would rather take a notepad than take my computer. Like, I enjoy handwriting. I enjoy calligraphy.
I feel you on that.
Like, I have ink
pens.
But
you would write in cursive?
Yeah. I mean, it's half cursive, half print. But I can write, like...
It's pursive.
Pursive. Yeah, I write in pursive. Penmanship in cursive. Yeah. But I love it. I love writing. I think it's a great habit to have.
Producer AB Baby, how are you with the writing?
I enjoy cursive, but when I would write print, it's not always cursive.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do like my own little style. I don't know, because I'm used to writing on like, I know it sounds, this is like dates me big time, but like when I would write on mixtapes and stuff, like that was like my favorite part, you know, was like busting out the Sharpie.
Writing on the label.
And I then, like, love that.
And like kind of having my own like block font sort of, I don't know, it's like weird. It's to describe, but yeah, it was awesome.
I love that for you also. Yeah, I'm just, this new age of like people do not write anything anymore.
I know.
Oh, also why I still carry a checkbook. I can fill out a check like nobody's business.
Yeah, unless you have to write it with to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. And also, I just have to hope that there's no uppercase G's.
That's what I was going to say.
In anything I wrote.
Yeah. You might struggle with that one.
It's just a big print G and then the rest is cursive.
I'm guessing there are some skills out there that technology has just replaced, those old school talents that we had. And we want to hear about them this morning. 602-894-5653. Let us know, Camel Nation. What is a skill that over time you just don't do anymore, so you lost it. It's gone.
You just forgot to do it.
Technology and AI are completely replacing some of the old school things we had to do in life just because you had no choice.
That's just the way that it goes. Like, you used to have to only handwrite because there wasn't computers.
Can you imagine, like, no calculator times? You had to do math in your head or, like, write it out?
Ew.
I'm allergic to that.
That sounds awful.
Katie in Phoenix, good morning.
Guys, oh my God. I had to ask for directions.
What? Where was your phone? Like, why?
Okay, this is so embarrassing. No, it wasn't even like I was out in the boonies or anything, right? Like,
so why did you not have your cell phone? Like,
wait, yeah, it has GPS.
What happened?
So I had to have a rental because my car was in the shop, and you know, it's not like I'm from out of town. It's not. I was in Glendale, but my phone was dead, and I had to ask for directions.
You know what?
It's not even like I was like, how far I was in Glendale.
Glendale. Oh, hold on. Into your defense, Glendale is big.
Glendale's very big,
and there are a lot of roads that aren't like avenues, so it can be a little confusing. But it's hilarious that you got lost in Glendale,
and then you had to ask for directions to find your way out. That's hilarious.
Have you ever had like your GPS like completely malfunction, and you're like you're actually in like a giant shopping parking lot, and it just keeps going turn left, turn left, and you're like, I'm in a parking lot. It's like that. I was just like, oh no, I can see the street right there.
And then the old man at the gas station said, when you pass the little boy eating corn on the corner, you'll find the 101, lady.
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Cheyenne's got anxiety. Cheyenne's got anxiety.
It's the worst part about being me. It's the worst part about being me.
Follow the bouncing ball.
Cheyenne, why are you so hard on yourself?
That's a loaded question because there's a lot of answers.
You are such, in my perception, you are such a talented, you are such a confident, you are such a hilarious person.
Thank you.
What gives you anxiety about playing golf?
So if it's the golf conversation, the reason I'm so hard on myself is because I've been playing for 15 years. But when you play for like a school, there, I mean, for 4 years, for a good amount of the school year, I played 5-6 days a week.
Okay.
Because I had to, right?
So, and you took it seriously.
It was a very serious situation for me, and I really enjoyed it. And so when I go out to play now as an adult, removed from high school for 15 years, I guess I've been playing for longer than that, I get really upset when I don't play well because I know that I'm better than that.
Right.
And so I think that's what it comes down to. I just know that I'm better than that.
You're very critical of yourself.
I'm super critical of myself.
The only thing I was judging you about at the Axl Crew Foundation golf outing was how slow you were drinking that fireball. That was the only judgment I had about you.
It took me about 4 holes to finish a shot of Fireball. Like,
what is she doing? We all finished ours.
I did. Okay, well, first of all, cut me some slack because I don't drink anymore unless it's a really good reason. Like, I have to have a good reason.
It's a golf outing. That's good.
Which is why
right
I did
there.
It. It was for a good cause.
And it's a trash shot. Why did you pick that?
JD picked it. So JD from the Morning Mess came out and played with us.
Of course he
Touché.
Did.
Yeah. Touché.
And he called them, what did he call them? Birdie juice?
Birdie juice, yeah.
Because we had birdied a hole. And he said that every time we birdied a hole, we had to do a shot of Fireball. Luckily. Yeah,
immediately.
That feels like a punishment more than a reward.
It was not fun, okay? And honestly, the one shot of Fireball, even though I sipped it slow, it did its number on me. I'm not going to lie.
After we hit our next shot, I looked at Cheyenne. We were in the middle of the fairway. I said, well, I'm a little drunk.
It was at 8:45 in the morning on an empty stomach. Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah, it cuts right through you.
Yeah.
The moral of the story here is relax. Okay. I know it's tough. I know it's tough. But take it easy on yourself. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
You're a great mom.
Thank you.
A great coworker. I love working with you every day. You are great in every sense of the word. And never sell yourself short.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
I really do.
Yeah. Big up yourself once in a while.
You know,
I'm big on bigging
up. You know what's wild is that I am, for the most part, I'm pretty good about it. Like, I'm a pretty positive person.
Yeah.
It's just when I get to the golf course, I become a different human. Like,
I saw a pretty normal chick.
You should have been in my brain.
And you did very well.
I did. Actually, I will tell you that this round of golf that we played on Saturday was the chillest golf round I think I've had in 6-7 years.
That's what happens.
I only wanted to throw my club once, which is very new for me. And I didn't have an anxiety attack.
There we go.
So the person that you saw on the course was definitely like my best form.
I love that.
Yeah.
Those are the vibes we bring.
I was such a vibe.
It was.
And also, like, JD is a vibe too. So
he is a character.
He made me feel really great about myself. And I think that that helps too.
Take it easy on yourself. Big up yourself once in a while. You're your biggest cheerleader. And just win, baby. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Okay.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So you said your son does something that annoys you.
Annoy is a relative term in this situation. Like, it's not that it is annoying to, like, where it's, like, he's sitting there and he's like, hey, 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 hey. And you're just like, shut up. But it's one of those things
mom,
that, like,
mom.
Exactly.
Mommy, mama, mama.
What? So it's not that. It's just one of those things where, like, I don't really care for it, so it's like, ugh, right? So my 7-year-old is a huge science buff. Anything that is science related, robots, space, he's super into space right now.
Right.
And anything that has to do with the universe. Yeah. He goes to a school specifically to cater to that realm of learning, right?
It's amazing, yeah.
So the reason why I said that though is, like, the other day it was on a Saturday and I was up at 8 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. downstairs in my kitchen, staring through a microscope for 2 hours, looking at all of these specimens. Do I want to do that at 8 o'clock in the morning? Absolutely not. I was drinking a cup of coffee. Yeah, cup of coffee. He'd look in it, and then he'd be like, okay, here, you take a look. And then
adjust it a little bit. I see it.
I'd be like, oh, yeah. Spores. That's so cool. And then I have to read about it because I got to read it to him, right? The words are too big. Like, he's a smart kid and he can read, but the words are too big in a science book. Yeah, like, I have to read it to him. And I'm struggling to read the words because I don't know what that is. So, like, annoyance, it doesn't annoy me, but it's one of those things, like, I don't care. But because he, like, that science to him is like his superpower.
Absolutely.
And so, yes, as an annoying, air quotes annoying as it is for me, or inconvenient, because I don't want to be doing it on a Saturday at 8 a.m., I overfeed into it because science is his superpower.
That's cool.
He's either going to cure cancer one day or he's going to land on Mars.
I love that. I can't wait for it. I mean, I would hope that they would cure cancer tomorrow. But if we have to wait for Easton... We shall wait.
Maybe he'll cure it next year. I don't know. Who knows?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
My son is not only obsessed with his iPad, which most kids are. He's an only child, okay? So he doesn't really have that much interactivity with other kids at home, per se. So he dives into his iPad. I think that my son's superpower is going to be what he does in Minecraft. He will see something and he'll be like, Dad, I'm going to make that in Minecraft. And I'm like, okay, cool. So we don't let him play Fortnite because it's a little too violent for a 7-year-old.
Yeah, I don't let Easton either.
Like, I don't let him play games where he's shooting things.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I think kind of normal. I know a lot of people are wild and they let their kids play Fortnite and all these, like, Call of Duty games, like, at very young ages. I'm like, No, Easton doesn't either. My son is wild as it is. I don't need him to think he's shooting people.
Yeah.
Long story short, he saw the Battle Bus, which is this bus that drops you off in the beginning of Fortnite.
I do know the world of Fortnite.
Okay, so he's obsessed with the Battle Bus.
Uh-huh.
He was like, oh, Dad, I want to make the battle bus on Minecraft. I was like, okay, cool. So he's all about architecture design. Like, that's his superpower, in my opinion. Because when I tell you, my kid goes, look, Dad, I made the battle bus. He made the battle bus.
I love that.
It looks identical to the Fortnite. Like, it's an old school bus. It's blue. It's got the balloon on top of it. It looks exactly like it. He's incredible when it comes to designing stuff.
Well, maybe architectural design is going to be his superpower.
I'm guessing yes, so.
That is really cool.
I would feed into that. Yeah, yeah. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And it's not annoying to check his creations out.
Well, yeah, because he can do it by himself.
Yeah. He doesn't really ask me to do it with him. Sorry, Cheyenne. But he does ask me to play Minecraft with him all the time.
That's one thing I won't do. Like, that's video games with my kids. Unless it's Mario Kart, that's a hard no for me.
Oh, yeah.
No, I get motion sick really easy.
I'm all up in his Minecraft world.
No.
It is amazing.
Minecraft is
how good
world.
He is at 7 on this damn iPad. Yeah. Which we're all like, this iPad, get rid of it. But he's excelling big time. I love it.
I love that.
Well, that's my son's superpower, and he's going to be a rich gajillionaire and take care of his dad one day. He's going to design some cool buildings.
I love that.
There we go. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I will never forget spring break 1997.
Oh, wow.
We're in Panama City Beach, Florida, and my buddy says to me, let's go get tattooed.
Oh, sweet. That sounds like a very spring breaky thing to do.
I was like, absolutely not.
Aw.
I am super drunk, and you are super drunk.
We will definitely regret these tattoos in the morning.
We are not going to get tribal armband tattoos. He got one, ended up bleeding all over the sheets, getting infected.
Oh.
Half the tattoo came off before we even left Florida.
Wow.
Because it hadn't healed yet, and he kept messing with it. It turned out looking so bad. I felt so bad for this kid.
Did he get a cover-up eventually?
I don't think so.
He just left the horrid tattoo?
It's so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like a bad tribal armband. It was all the way around his biceps.
It's a very 1997 thing of him to do.
It was terrible. And apparently Blake Shelton regrets it. Also,
yeah, he's got that double wrapped barbed wire forearm tattoo that I actually really like.
I think it's cool because it's on the forearm. If it were on the bicep, I'd be like, oh no.
Well, the other thing about it too is it's not tribal. It's a very fine, I guess for what it is, it's a fine line type tattoo.
Yeah.
So it's not a tribal band. It's truly barbed wire.
It's barbed wire. Yeah.
I love forearm tattoos, so I like it.
You love a man with a tattoo.
I love a man with tattoos.
Yeah, plural.
Plural.
But lots of
them. He just
have
one. Like,
covered.
Yeah. Give me a good...
My wife has a couple tattoos.
Sleeve or back tattoo. Oh.
She has one that she regrets big time, and I'm going to expose her now because I always make fun of her.
I didn't know she had any.
She has like 15 tattoos.
Really?
Yeah. One of the things that drew me to her is the first time I saw her, she had a shirt that was open on the ribcage.
Uh-huh.
And she has like this Bible verse right along her ribcage.
Yeah.
And it's huge. And I was like, ooh, she's got a little edge to her.
Yeah,
I like that. So, long story short, she has a corporate logo.
Shut your mouth.
A very, very prominent high-end designer logo tattooed right below her belly button. What's that called? Like
her pelvic area?
Pelvic area. There we go.
Is it a Chanel? It is, isn't it? Chanel.
How did you know that?
Because we're roughly the same age. That's why.
Okay. Well, guess what her ex-boyfriend's last name was?
Chanel. Oh, and it's right there.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, big oopsie daisies right there.
Is she going to cover it up or is she just going to leave it?
I hope she doesn't cover it up. I don't want that area any more tainted than it already is.
Is she going to get it removed? I do have a friend who does that.
She's
going to
do anything with it because
she's going
to
leave it there.
You can't really see it if she's wearing a bikini. So that should give you a hint as to where the location is of this tattoo. But yeah, it's some
Such
other
a
dude's
weird
last
place
name.
To put one.
Ugh, so gross.
That's the worst. I feel so bad for you. I don't want to laugh, but I'm so uncomfortable that I have to laugh.
So grossed out by it.
I'm sorry.
Cheyenne, do you have any tattoos that you regret?
I don't have any that I regret. I do kind of regret the size of the one on my thigh. I do wish it was a smidgen smaller.
Oh, smaller?
Yeah, just a little bit smaller. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4 separate pieces.
Yeah.
So I have one on my ankle that I got when I was 17. You can't see it. It's very faded. I have one on my forearm, on my left forearm. I have one on my right bicep, and then I have one on my thigh. The one on my thigh is a custom Tinkerbell piece that was drawn by a Disney artist at Disneyland on my birthday. So it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
But it is big. It is the entire upper thigh.
It covers a lot of real estate.
It's a lot of real estate.
When you think thigh tat, you think Cheyenne.
I hope so.
Okay, so all you regret is just the size.
Just the size.
You went a little too strong. So that's what we're going to do. We want to hear about your tattoo regrets.
Let us laugh with you. Yeah. Let us giggle at your terrible tattoo choices.
Please tell me about the misspelling that you got. Oh, I want to hear a good story. 602-894-5653. You can text us too. Hit us up. In essence, my wife has her ex-boyfriend's name tattooed near her. Wow.
That's a rough pill to swallow.
I hope she regrets that one.
She probably does. Just let everybody knows about it.
All right. Ronnie and Chandler's on the phone. Morning, Ronnie.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Ronnie, what did you get tattooed on you that you regret?
I got my girlfriend's name tattooed on my neck.
Oh! Not only is it on your body, it's on your neck.
They say that's the kiss of death.
Yes.
When you get somebody's name tattooed on you. So what happened? Why do you regret it, Ronnie?
I regret it because me and Lori aren't together anymore.
It is Lori. Man. Okay. So what'd you do? Like, did you get it covered up or did you get it removed?
Nah, that process is even worse than the tattoo itself. I'm good on that. So I'm going through the city trying to date a girl named Rory.
The solution to the problem is the problem to the solution. You just date another girl named Lori.
Find another Lori. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah. How's that working out for you?
I'm dating a girl named Samantha right now, so it's not working out pretty good.
Yes.
So it's not working out.
But don't tell Samantha this. If the right Lori comes around, I might go with
No. Come on.
Yeah, that's serious.
Ronnie's wearing turtlenecks for life.
Yes, I do own a lot of turtlenecks. And even though being in Arizona is kind of hot, I do wear turtlenecks a lot.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I'm in a little bit of a dilemma.
What is your dilemma,
and
Nico?
And you know when you're in a dilemma, you gotta make dilemonade. My wife is turning 40 this year.
That's so exciting.
In
it's a
March.
Great year.
It is. It's an exciting time, and she is one to celebrate.
I love this fact about her because I think that people don't celebrate enough.
Yeah, she will definitely take every opportunity to throw a big party, to make a big statement. That's her. She's all about dressing up. She's all about, it's going to be a Marie Antoinette themed party.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Do I get to wear a poofy dress and a wig?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's a requirement.
Is it?
So here's my answer. Yes. If you don't have a poofy dress and a poofy wig, you will not get into this party.
I'm so excited.
She had me measuring the pool, like the amount of space between the pool and the wall yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Because she's going to do marquee lettering all along the wall.
Oh, I love that.
That's how insane this woman is.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
So here's my dilemma.
Okay.
What do I get her?
Oh, because it's the 40th birthday.
It's
like
the 40th birthday.
There are certain birthdays that matter to everybody, right?
Yeah.
You have 18, obviously, legal. 21, you can drink.
Yeah.
For those of us who wanted something to look forward to, 25, because you could legally rent a car. That's pretty great.
25 is not really.
I mean, I look forward to it. I look forward to
okay.
it. Turning 30, it's your dirty 30, right?
30, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's a big one.
Two girls.
40 is monumental.
40 is
in a woman's
huge.
Life, especially.
Huge.
Yes.
That's huge. So,
what do you buy a woman who has everything?
And who just had Christmas and you got her great Christmas gifts.
Exactly.
That she wanted.
Well, this is the struggle I have every year. What do I get her? Because I just got her amazing Christmas
presents.
Right. And her birthday is coming up in March. And then, of course, Valentine's Day is in a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of stuck in this place where I am paying for this birthday party. It will cost $5,000 minimum.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Not a joke. Not an exaggeration,
that's
folks.
Wild.
This is how my wife enjoys to spend her time.
I don't have an issue with it because that's truly what she enjoys doing. And it's not for, like, the lush of it.
is it a cop out for me to be like, well, happy birthday, here's your party?
Not
or do I have to get her something like crazy on top of it? Because I don't mind like doing the birthday party and then like throwing some fillers at her.
Yeah.
Like some more pretty decent gifts that she's going to enjoy. You know, another couple $100.
Right.
Or is she expecting like, because this is my 40th, I need like a bombshell birthday present?
I don't know if necessarily if that's it. I think that's something meaningful. Something that... Something really comes from the heart. Like, I love you.
40, I love you.
Even though you're over the hill,
yes,
I love you.
I will make her arts and crafts.
Honestly, though, if that's what she wants, I guess.
I'll get her one of those t-shirts that says Dana and has all her picture all over
I
it.
I would wear that. I would wear that. You know what you should do? You should fly in her best friend. Because she's not from here.
Oh, that a couple $100 for a plane ticket.
Yeah.
Because then she'd be like, what's my birthday present? And then I'd be like, your friend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, her best friend is actually her mom.
So fly in her mom.
I will fly her mom. We can't be saying this on the radio. I will not fly her
We're
mom
We're not
in.
Flying her in.
I'm not going to do any of those things. I love you, babe. Your mom's coming for your birthday.
Hey!
We figured it out.
I love that. I think that's a great idea.
All right. Order that poofy dress and the poofy wig.
I'm going to be on Amazon right now.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
I can't
wait. All right. Beautiful. Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say Spirit Airlines?
Cheap. Uncomfortable.
I just said
yellow.
Spirit and you kicked out cheap. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what they're known for, right? You're going to get the cheap flight, but they're going to add on like a bunch of additional charges for everything.
It's a cheap flight that at the end of it, you're paying more than you would on just a big, normal commercial airline flight.
I sneezed one time
and they charged you $50.
Walked up to me and was like, that'd be $12, please.
On a major credit card, no cash.
I was like, dang.
Yeah, it's
Did
wild.
I say stewardess? I don't think we're allowed to call them that
flight
anymore.
Attendant.
Flight attendant. Okay. My bad, stewardesses. I mean flight attendants. You know what I mean. So they've rolled out a new dress code.
Spirit Airlines has a dress code?
Spirit Airlines. Apparently too many people that are wearing crazy outfits, or I don't know what the issue is.
I feel like just leaving on time should be their bigger concern.
Right?
Like not canceling flights.
How about we worry about doing that well?
Yeah.
Spirit Airlines.
Like functioning. Why are we concerned? But so, tell me more.
They claim that they're prohibiting revealing clothing or excessive tattoos.
What?
Excessive tattoos. So I'm guessing like if you're wearing, I don't know, like tank top and shorts and you have like a lot of tattoos exposed, they're going to deny you traveling.
I don't like that. I mean, I'm all for not letting like your parts hang out because like...
Yeah, I get that.
You remember when airlines were like super swanky?
Yeah.
This is before my time. I didn't fly on an airplane until I was like 18.
Well, yeah. Air but travel was like very prestigious at one point.
Super prestigious.
Because you had to be like rich to travel.
Yeah. But I think, so I get like like overly revealing clothes. Like you don't want somebody's like...
Listen, if there's private parts
out,
hanging out, I don't want to see those either.
And I think that it's really disrespectful when you have young kids around. Like put your stuff away,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But the tattoos is... That's doing too much.
That's for Spirit Airlines.
Spirit? It's not like it's Emirates, right? Like, it's not like it's...
All of a sudden, all the gate agents have, like, an English accent. Oh, no, sir. Your tattoo is much too revealing for us.
No,
we are Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Like, take it easy, Buxtons. No. You're Spirit Airlines. It's doing way too much. So
it's doing entirely too much.
That got me thinking, like, what companies are, like, you know... you know, the more user-friendly, I don't know how else to describe them, the more palatable, like, fast food joints.
Accessible to everybody, but they're just doing too much.
Yeah, it's like a Waffle House. They have a Valentine's Day special where you can have a Valentine's Day meal where they pull out, like, a nice tablecloth. They do, like, a candelabra, and you're eating...
Waffles.
You know, scrambled eggs.
And you need a reservation.
And you need you a can't reservation. Just walk in.
That is doing too much.
That is doing way too much. And then there's the companies that do too much, but it's appreciated. Like, for instance, KFC does a Yule log every year that smells like fried chicken.
What?
Yes. Every time you burn this Yule log, it smells like fried chicken around the entire neighborhood. You're like, oh, I like this.
I didn't know that. That's doing the perfect amount.
That's doing the right too much.
That's branding on point is what that is.
But it's doing too much.
But it's doing too much. Too much is too much.
Exactly.
These are too much.
When White Castle starts serving up lobster sliders, I'm going to be like, hey, what? Take it easy. You're doing too much. Take it easy, White Castle. 602-894-5653. If you have an example of a company just doing too much, hit us up, Camel Nation. Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Talking about brands doing too much. Like, take it easy, okay?
Calm down. Like,
we know you as the discount guys.
Like with Spirit Airlines, guys, come on. You guys can't even leave the gate on time, let alone should you be telling people how they can and cannot dress.
What they can wear, right? Yeah. Worry about your own staff, because I've seen some Spirit Airlines staff.
Right? Whew. Girls, some of them can't even put their hair in a ponytail correctly, okay?
Okay, let's so we got some text messages at 602-894-5653 of brands doing too much.
Brands doing too much. Text from 602, Carhartt. Carhartt just does too much.
You know what? I have a personal beef with Carhartt also.
Yeah?
Because I was gifted a Carhartt hoodie back in the day.
Oh, that's
a
great gift.
And I still rock it because Carhartt is known to be like workman's wear.
It's top notch.
It has a lot of longevity in it. So I'm like, oh, let me go get a Carhartt hoodie. I don't know. Let me go on down to the tractor supply store. Because that's what I do all the time.
You frequent the tractor supply store?
Whatever. Wherever you're at. Cabela's or whatever. And it was like $150 for a hoodie.
Their prices be doing too much.
What does the text message say about Carhartt?
It's the same thing. Why is it so expensive?
It's insane.
And then it goes on to say... Remember when it wasn't?
Yeah, Timberland work boots. The steel toe in Timberland was... practical, like it was functional. It was for a reason.
Up. Like the quality is great, but they have doubled, if not more, in price since I started rocking them back in the day.
I got a personal one. You want to know who I think is doing too much? And before I say this, I want to tell you, I have a friend who works at this particular store.
But I went there the other day. Particular store, by the way.
This store, okay? Okay, they work there.
Yeah.
So this is not a personal dig. But Shields is doing too much. I'm sorry. Shields. I went there for the first time last week on Friday. That place is doing too much. There's too much happening.
There's a lot happening.
Calm down.
You can get Cinnamon Toast Crunch scented candles. I know. And you could also get a 50 caliber sniper rifle.
It's insane. I didn't even know that they had 3/4 of what they have in there.
Yeah.
What?
You can literally arm yourself to the T's and then you can get some bedding.
And then you can turn around and get a sequin shirt to wear to the concert next weekend.
It is wild. It is wild.
Dude, this thing has everything.
Oh.
It's got everything.
They have home goods.
Okay, see, I guess I thought it was something else.
I shop for Christmas gifts for my entire family at one store, and that is Shields.
It's wild.
And I rode a Ferris wheel while I was at it.
They have a Ferris wheel, too.
It's a dollar.
Swear on your life.
A swear on my life.
Yeah.
They have
a Ferris wheel in the middle of Shields.
It's crazy.
It's a wild place.
It's a great store. If you need something, great store. I bought golf balls there.
But you hate it.
But it's a lot. And also, the prices are insane.
The prices are... manufacturer suggested retail price.
They suggested.
You will not find a sale in Shields.
There's no off of MSRP. MSRP.
The name of the store is not sales. It's Shields. And then right when you walk through that door, somebody screams out, gotcha.
My wallet heard it. My wallet heard the gotcha, okay?
Another great example of companies just doing too much. It's the simple things in life that really get me going, Cheyenne.
The simple things in life make life memorable.
Yeah, I don't need
and wonderful.
Big, crazy, grandiose things anymore.
I think that's why you and your wife even each other out so well. It's because she is very grandiose and you're just like, I'm here.
I'm like the little things that make my smile. It make me perk up a little bit. So I went golfing this past weekend and I ordered a grilled chicken Caesar wrap.
Oh,
whenever there's a grilled chicken Caesar wrap, I'm going to try it.
So good.
It's one of the little sandwiches that's pretty much perfect for me.
Yeah.
You get a little veg. You get some chicken in there, a little protein with the dressing. You get a little fun little Caesar flavoring.
It's also really hard to mess up.
Yeah.
So, is it really ever bad anywhere?
Not really.
But can it be delicious somewhere?
Absolutely.
For sure.
So we get this chicken Caesar wrap and, you know, it's in the tin foil.
Uh-huh.
I start to unravel it and I look at it and I was amazed.
Why?
It was not cut in the middle. You know how every single wrap known to man ever has always been cut down the middle. And then if you're getting it served on a plate, sometimes they even put toothpicks in there to keep the wrap together.
Yes, I do know that. Yeah. I do know that.
I've never had a wrap that was not cut down the middle in my entire life. It was, shall I say, burrito form.
It was. That is burrito-like, yes. I will tell you, not that I haven't talked about them a million times in the last couple weeks, Salad and Go does not cut their wraps in half. So I know what you're saying, and it makes it so much better.
I've never experienced it like this.
It's amazing.
I'll tell you what. If the grilled chicken Caesar wrap was like a 5 out of 10, because it was not cut in the middle and I ate it burrito style,
yeah,
automatically gave it like 2 extra points.
Love that.
It was amazing.
Would you say that it was one of the best Caesar wraps? The best.
It was the best grilled chicken Caesar wrap I've ever had in my entire life.
Dang.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
And because it was easy to access.
I ate it like a burrito. I had one-handed that pup while I had a nice frosty bev in the left hand. I had bev, wrap, on and off.
Perfect combination.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like the way President Trump dances to YMCA.
Yeah.
That's how I was doing the wrap and the drink. One hand, then the other hand. One hand, then the other hand. It was absolutely amazing.
Oh, man.
It's the little things that are game changers for me. And whoever that chef was, I tip my cap to him.
I'm here for a non-cut in half wrap. And I'm glad that you had that.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need everything falling out.
You don't.
You know, also, while you're trying to
cough. Also, why do I need it cut in half?
Yeah, stop cutting them in half, people.
That's just unnecessary.
Listen, my friends, the Mexican people, came up with a brilliant idea. It's called the burrito. Okay, please make wraps burritos again. That would be fantastic.
I love food hacks. It just makes life so much easier.
All right, Cheyenne.
Yeah.
I want to hear about yours.
Okay.
All right, we're going to talk about it next right here on Camel. It doesn't take much to put a smile on my face, Cheyenne.
That's a good place to be at in life.
And this weekend, when a chef decided not to cut my grilled chicken Caesar wrap in half, I had a big old smile on my face.
It changes the game.
Is there anything you do to a traditional dish where you just like elevate it like a little bit, where it makes it a little bit better?
I wouldn't say what I do is hacky. I just prefer, like, if I'm going to make any bread, like if I'm going to make a sandwich, I prefer homemade bread. So I'll just make my own bread.
Oh.
Like, I don't go to the store.
I just make your own bread.
I just make my own bread. I make my own dinner rolls.
That's doing a lot.
I know.
What I was saying is, like, is there anything little you do? But if you just straight up, like, hey, man, this bread is trash. I'm
going to
make my own bread.
Just make it myself.
Because I'm Molly Home Baker Cheyenne. Abe, anything. I know you love to pull out that air fryer.
The air fryer really is a hack in general.
I guess it's a hack for leftover things that you would normally throw away, like fast food fries and stuff.
Yeah, you'll recreate a dish with some leftovers where I'm like, ooh.
Honestly, though, like the thing that I hesitate to say this because I've never been met with positivity on this.
Oh, tell me.
What is it? What do you do?
I like cereal.
You don't air fry your cereal, do you?
No. I pour my milk in first.
You pour your milk. I knew you were going to say that.
And that's a good thing?
Yeah, because I haven't had a bite of soggy cereal in over 15 years.
Oh, I like my soggy cereal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I need the crunch. That's why I'm there.
Oh, no.
Soggy cereal makes my stomach
sick.
I'm
in it for the crunch.
My favorite thing on the planet is Rice Krispies. The chocolate ones, whatever, the flat ones.
Cocoa Puff.
Not the Krispies.
Cocoa Rice, yeah.
The flat ones.
Right.
And in milk, just let it sit there. Just let, and then you bring the spoon up to your mouth and you're just sloshing around.
That's a choice.
I love that. Yeah,
we're
love soggy.
We're all entitled to our
soggy
wrong opinions.
Soggy cereal is my move.
I mean, why not just eat oatmeal at that point?
I love oatmeal too.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I like oatmeal for oatmeal, but when I want that crunch.
Yeah, I need Cocoa Pebbles in my oatmeal.
There you go.
Ooh, see?
I'm not here for
see
this
what I did? Elevated, folks. Elevated. Luke Combs look like he's just enjoying life right now.
Oh, he is living his best life.
He's in New Zealand, which is the most, like, I don't know how to describe
it. Coolest place
you
could go?
Exotic places I could ever think about going to. That's where they shot, like, Lord of the Rings and all those cool, like, mountainous areas. But
New Zealand is stunning.
It's very wild.
Yeah.
I would like to go there. Australia?
But New Zealand?
Yes. Yeah, mate. So he's out there touring right now, and I know this because my buddy Mitchell Tenpenny's opening up for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just loving life. He's like, hey, Luke, take me for this ride.
And Luke said, okay.
Yeah.
So what, there they are.
Who knows? Maybe one day we'll do a Luke Bryan or a Luke Combs double hump.
That would be pretty cool.
You never know. You never know. But we are doing Morgan Wallen double humps outside of the Nico and Cheyenne show.
Correct. It's just happening all day long. So you just got to listen to those back-to-back Morgan Wallen songs, grab the keyword after the second song, and enter it in on our website.
Yes, exactly. So keep listening out for that. And that's a wrap for us. It's time to say adios, amigos.
We out. Love you. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.